Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Game Time Decisions live with you here on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. We are on Sports Grid. And, of course, the men's tournament bracket has been set. So has the women's tournament. And I'm loaded. Men's, you know, preseason futures. Women's, none until today. I placed three. I lined up five potential options. I'm going to take you through the process that I went through. Of course, find yourself the best numbers available because they do vary from book to book and they can make a difference. Now, I want to start with this. The first team I went through and considered placing the wager on was South Carolina. Ultimately, now, earlier this morning, as low as minus 120, I don't see anything less than minus 140. South Carolina is not just the only unbeaten team in the country. The next closest top team with respect to, you know, Fairfield and UNLV has four losses. And if you look through the history of this tournament, when it takes to win, very rarely does the team who wins this tournament lose four games. I went through it since 1982, 39 champs. Shout out Pat Summitt. She had a 10-loss team win this tournament. The second most ever is six losses. There have been two teams with five losses and six with four. 29 of the 39 women's NCAA tournament champions lost three or fewer games. And the only high-ranking major team that is true of is the unbeaten South Carolina Gamecocks. It makes them an interesting option. But if you are betting them, you're betting no one else. You are placing your South Carolina wager, and you are banking on cashing that when this tournament ends. But it's understandable. But I'm not doing it. Radio audience in the fold, Sirius XM, channel 159. Happy to have you here with us. It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. The reason I'm backing off South Carolina, while I think they're good, I just can't. I don't feel they are as good as years prior. And maybe that is because while Camila Cardoso is obviously a WNBA-level player, will be selected inside that top 10, she's not Aja Wilson. She's not Aaliyah Boston. Few are, but that star power matters. That top player matters, and I don't feel that South Carolina has that. And I need to feel that if I'm going to play them at the number that I'm going to play them at. And if you're willing to not play South Carolina, there's a lot of juice. The first bet I made was on the USC women at 50-1. This was over on DK. It has since come down to 40. You can find it as low as 30, but I am playing the USC women. They are the top seed in their bracket. Why such long odds? Because UConn is still eating up too much of the market. UConn, you can find at 16-1. UConn is a three seed, not by mistake, because it's what they earned. Consistently beaten by the best teams in women's college all season long. And I'm willing to fade Ohio State as well. Here's the other story, though. They're both at the bottom of the bracket. So USC maxes out at playing one of them if those two can avoid upset. This is a great spot here to play USC, who should be favored to win this region that they're the number one overall seed in. At 50-1 with Ohio State and UConn in front of them, that is just wrong. It is. And again, I know other books, it's shifting, it's moving down, it should be, but still UConn and Ohio State are booked in front of USC, and that was a mistake. The next situation I rolled upon was deciding between Stanford and Texas. Now, I've actually lost a touch of value on the option that I decided. Both earlier today were sat at 16. At other spots, they're 15. They've come back to 18. And Texas was interesting because Texas, if you look this season, with just their five losses, they have only They've only lost to tournament teams. They've only lost to teams that are a fifth seed or better. And they've all been by six or fewer points. So they are a very difficult team to beat, and you obviously have to have a very legitimate pedigree to do it. The other team, though, being Stanford, wins out for me because they have more impressive victories. That's what it really comes down to. They might have had a worse loss their game to Arizona, but they have consistently beaten top team Stanford. Cameron Brink is their force down low, who can obviously still step out and stretch the floor and defend the rim at a high level here in the women's game. And at 16-1, I thought Stanford was worth it. And what that led to was me realizing that I believe the Pac-12 is the best conference in women's college hoops this year. So I thought about, at that point, maybe I'll play USC, Texas, and Stanford. But instead, I played UCLA at 40-1. Now, the danger on UCLA, who again has beaten a ton of top teams, and not just USC and Colorado, but wins over UConn and Ohio State. This, and again, all the losses are narrow outside of one time they were smashed by Stanford by 20. But if you take a look here, the worry is the strength of the region, Regional 2 in Albany. Iowa at the top, K-State is the 4, Colorado the 5, at the bottom, LSU the 3, and then UCLA sat there as the 2. But everybody remembers that opening game for LSU losing to Colorado. Why? Because the Pac-12 is the best conference in women's college hoops. Go through the 3 seeds or higher, right? If you go through those 12 teams, 4 are from the Pac-12. Double the next closest conference. With Stanford, USC, UCLA, and Oregon State, a 3 seed in the South Carolina region of it all. So I am trusting this conference and doing it at big numbers. Stanford the short at 16, UCLA is at 40, USC at 50. You can still get the USC at 40. I was going to bet USC at 36, bet him at 40. That's fine. That's no issue. There's a number one seed in that bracket. And here's the benefit. While South Carolina, again, under Dawn Staley as a one seed since she broke through and won her first title, has very consistently lived up to expectations and at least made that Final Four. But if this team is knocked off by, you know, a stunning result perhaps to Indiana, the 4 seed, who's good out of the Big Ten, if they're knocked off by Notre Dame, who I know they played early season, first game of the year in Paris and beat down, but the Irish have been playing much better basketball and earned that 2 seed. If they're knocked off, if South Carolina is all of a sudden removed, all of these numbers would be so much shorter that it is too tempting. And that's why I like having USC and UCLA only potentially seeing South Carolina in a title game. Stanford would see them in a Final Four matchup if they get there. But again, I'll take that. There's going to be 4 teams remaining at that point in time. I am willing to fade Iowa. Caitlin Clark is incredible. They got to the title game last year, but at points you can see they are vulnerable. And the same is with LSU. And I'm not playing either one of them at that 7-1 range. Gladly fading UConn. You're not going to go too far down the board here in this women's tournament, and I'm going to trust the best conference overall.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
If you can put one of USC or UCLA in the Final Four at 40 or 50 to 1, you're going to be in a phenomenal position to, at minimum, guarantee yourself some profit. So that is how we're going to bet the women's tournament. What we're going to do next is figure out how we're going to bet the men's tournament and talk a little Justin Fields, as well as tonight's games, perhaps some sizzle plays. What does that mean? Joe Lisi next here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live on SportsGrid. It is Game Time Decisions. And as I said, we will be stepping it up come March, which means our best will be rolling, which means Joe Lisi will be in the mix as he is right now here on Game Time Decisions. Joe, how are you?
Oh, it's been too long, Kev. Too long for this show. I tell you, when are we partnered up? Not this week, in 2 weeks. We get Sweet 16 action. We're going to take you from pillar to post. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, there's a day I'm working a double. I got 11 to 1, and then I come back for a 9 to midnight with Lisi. All bets are off.
I'll drive the bus.
Live here. Listen, I can't wait. As much as I want to get into the tournament, the people have to get your take and your breakdown from the Justin Fields situation. Now, say, if you've given it out already on other shows, that's unacceptable, and we need to strike those from the record, okay? It needs to be given out here on Game Time Decisions. This is your guy. The Steelers have brought him in. How do you feel about the move?
I love it, and for twofold, Kev. Better weapons than what he had previously with Chicago and DJ Moore being the only number one on that offense, and a coach that actually believes in his ability in terms of Mike Tomlin, a coach that just coaches up younger talent offensively and defensively. He believes in younger players, can cultivate that talent that he couldn't get in terms of Chicago. And not only that, I believe the locker room's going to love Justin Fields. Keep in mind that he's about a 60 to 1 shot to win the MVP when Russ was about 100 to 1. And they went down all the way to 31 to 1 from 36 to 1 after they signed him. I love the move. I think he's going to be the starter no later than October 1st, if not sooner. And I think he leads them to a playoff appearance.
I think the worry for me is, based on all the reporting, it feels like they've made promises to Russell Wilson that they have to break in order for Justin Fields to get his chance. I think they promised him the starting job, and I wonder if they've already promised him the contract that he's going to get next offseason from them, and that's my worry. Because Justin Fields should get a chance to compete with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is not, like, if Justin Fields would have landed in Philadelphia, he doesn't get a chance to compete against Jalen Hurts. I don't care how bad the season ended, he doesn't get that chance. He deserves a chance to compete with Russ, Joe, and I worry he's not going to get it.
It's possible, Kev, were they actually putting more pressure on Russell Wilson to actually perform right from the get-go? If they name him the clear-cut starter and he implodes in the preseason, or more importantly, week one or two of the season, they never could go back to Russell Wilson. And maybe that's the plan overall, knowing that Justin Fields does have more of an upside because of the RPO game, because of his youth, because of where he is in terms of just his NFL career. And at the foremost, and I believe this, that, you know, I don't think that Russell Wilson's going to hit the ground running. I just don't see it. I think you're going to get 170, 180 passing yards per game, exactly what you got out of Kenny Pickett. And that's not why they brought Russell Wilson in there, but that's why they brought Justin Fields there, to elevate this offense to the next level. And let's be honest, he showed that in limited glimpses in back-to-back games. He threw for 8 touchdown passes. He did have a 300-yard performance through the air. He did put 100 yards on the ground and multiple scores in terms of the RPO game. You have more of an offensive balance with Justin Fields than you do with Russell Wilson.
So let me ask you this, and you mentioned you're going to – you know, play the Steelers' future.
I already took it.
But
36-1.
My thing is, you don't want that bet if Russ is playing quarterback for the long run, right?
Well,
would you
thing.
Be willing to deal with the world where Russ has earned the job and keeps it?
Yes, I would live with that because it's a value perspective, Kevin. I only took it based off of value. Put it this way. If they were able to make the playoffs with a third-string quarterback and Mason Rudolph, and a defense that mm-hmm. you and I agreed wasn't elite, that now with a veteran mm-hmm. quarterback, and with even if they use Justin Fields in limited RPO type of packages, they're much more explosive with both of those guys than they were last year, right? And they did challenge Buffalo for the most part for a half. How could they be $20 more expensive, right? Or just out there at 36-1 than the New York Jets? How could the Jets be 16-1 with an aging quarterback, right? A coach that hasn't won anything, and just multiple question marks in a division much like the AFC North? I just don't see it. This is a team that actually made the playoffs with a third-string quarterback, and they're at 36-1 prior to Justin Fields when the Jets and Chargers were at 16 and 17-1 respectively.
I'll challenge you on the Jets a bit. Like, so the Chargers are trying to rebuild, obviously, Herbert right. being the quarterback. I think the selling point on the Jets, more winnable division. People could disagree with that. I think the division's a little bit more winnable. The okay. Ravens are so consistent since he can hit the level, and I don't think Cleveland gets enough respect. You and I both obviously liked them last season. The Jets' defense has proven to be consistent under Saleh with the guys that they have, and they have some money to spend and make that team a bit better. Now, the funny thing is, the reason their number is so much shorter is the thing that's going to stop me from betting the Jets, and that's Rodgers. Because it's a lot more now than just age. It's an aging quarterback coming off of an injury who might have lost his mind. That's where we're right. at now with that guy.
And not only that, Kev, I'll add the cherry on top. The last regular season that he played, he didn't play well. 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and he cost his team a playoff spot against the Detroit Lions. I think we're forgetting that as a whole, right? So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You add the Rodgers factor with the Robert Saleh. I don't care what you say. He's a great defensive coordinator. That's great. He's not a great head coach. And if we're calling Saleh and Mike Tomlin apples to apples, I'm taking Mike Tomlin every day to Sunday before Robert Saleh in a big spot. So that's where it comes back to me. I don't believe at the middle part of the season the Steelers are going to be anywhere near 31-1, and that's why I jumped on at 36-1 respectively. Do I actually believe they'll win the AFC Championship? No, as of right now, but all you need is to get in, and anything can happen.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this, because we haven't been able to talk football in a little bit together. The big running back moves. Derrick Henry and Saquon. I know Eckler, Jacobs, right. but Saquon and Henry are the biggest names of that bunch. Did you love one of those moves?
I like it for Baltimore because he's the bell cow, right? You had to split the back between, you know, Gus Edwards and Justice Hill and the kid Coleman from East Carolina, right? So the whole thing is, instead of three backs, now you have one guy that can carry the rock for 20 to 25 times per game, wear down a defense, especially if you go to him each and every time, right? 2 yards, you know Derrick Henry can get you that. I like the move for Philly, but I told Donnie this, and he disagrees, but I disagree. Was Saquon Barkley the missing link for the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't believe so. I mean, DeAndre Swift still had tread on the tire, and he rushed for over 1,000 yards, and I think they went away from him at the end of the regular season. That's not to say maybe he's not a third down back, and that's where you get the added addition out of Saquon Barkley. But having him in that offense isn't, now I have to bet Philly to win the NFC Championship. That is not the game changer for me.
Their defense has to improve. I agree with you. It has a bit, right? The Devin White move, Bryce Huff, some nice things there. I think Saquon Barkley was an attempt for the Eagles to finally get some positivity around that team. Kelce retire, Cox retire, the collapse. Is Sirianni going to be gone? All the offensive and defensive coordinators fired. And you might say that's a really expensive move to get some positivity. But Saquon is, here's the thing, on the outside we can look at it and say a lot for a running back, and it's correct. But in that locker room, it's not. In that locker room, they believe they just brought in a top 20 player in this league. And it doesn't have to be true. It's how that feels. And, you know, is A.J. Brown going to get traded? When are they going to pay Devonta Smith? They needed something like that. I believe that. I think that's why it happened. We're going to talk college on the other side. I'm going to just say this with Derrick Henry, and we've mentioned this, okay? On the short end of it, he's minus 125 at this moment for 10 rushing touchdowns. He is
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Done that in six consecutive seasons. Gus Edwards had 13 last year. What are we doing? College basketball with Joe Lisi next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Wallace, joined by Joe Lisi. Just talk some football. It's been a while. But I got to tell you, folks, I'm excited to talk some basketball with Joe. Truly, the NBA sizzle plays have always been my favorite, but we're stepping it up March Madness style here. And I know. Listen, you know what's not fair? Put Joe on the screen, okay? What's not fair is how much time I spent with Joe and how much it has infiltrated how I think about everything. You know, because I hear, New Mexico, I heard it like four times. I mean, that team will be lucky to even show up to the game against Clemson. Like, you hear it too much. I want to start with this. For you, with the college hoops, Joe, are you going to be involved in the futures market, or do you want to just attack this game for game?
No, I'm involved in the futures. I'm going to be putting them on tonight, actually, when I go on radio with Carver in about 20 minutes. I'm on some four teams that I like their seeding. I like where they have in terms of the Elite Eight and the Final Four. I think they got value. I think the only team in terms of chalk, and when we talk about the top four teams or number one seeds, the only one I potentially would bank on to make the Final Four or win it all is UConn, because I believe they're battle-tested. That's not to take away from the other three teams, especially Houston, that stepped up in the Big 12 this year. But I just don't have confidence in terms of the long road of the NCAA tournament. I do believe in Hurley, and I do believe in the UConn Huskies, but I have some other dark horses that I'm looking at, guys.
You know what's so interesting with UConn? You mentioned battle-tested. Now, they played a great out-of-conference, so you're correct. But one of the underrated things about the Big East getting only three teams in is The number one overall seed is UConn. And, look, a part of that, sure, is them beating North Carolina, beating Gonzaga. They did lose to Kansas. Those were the big games that they stepped up for. Okay, sure, they beat Texas on a neutral. But that was that. The committee told us, well, we don't love the Big East, right? Split with Creighton, they got in. Smashed Marquette, awesome. Second time they played him, closer game, but no Tyler Kolek, so it's a different situation. Nobody else made the tournament. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean it wasn't some quality teams. I think St. John's belonged in. Seton Hall, Providence, we can have conversations, but it's very interesting to me because, you know, and it'll be hindsight, right? But this committee told us we didn't like the Big East. Well, what does that then say about UConn, who beat up on this conference all year long, Joe?
Well, you're right. I think it's as a whole, right, Kev? I think you actually look at, like, the Big East as you look at the Big 12 in college football, right? It's the SEC, it's the Big Ten that go number one and number two, and we're willing to take the conference champion because we have to.
Good point.
They're the Big 12, and it's UConn that won it all last year. Outside of that, teams like Seton Hall and St. John's and Providence, they're not marquee names. Now, they do have the marquee coach in regards to Pitino. I think, obviously, if they would have gotten the victory over UConn, they would have been in. But what about Seton Hall? I mean, they knocked around a bunch of teams in their conference and still are on the outside looking in. It goes to household names. Right. We've seen a little bit of a transition now. We've seen the Drakes and, you know, even though Indiana State didn't make it in, the more of the media hype to some of the smaller schools. And that's where maybe it takes away from the middle of the road Big East teams that they're used to getting the coverage. Right. We're used to Syracuse and the ACC and all those teams, and they're not there anymore. So that's why they turn to maybe more of these other conferences. And that's why some of the Power Fives or elite, you know, conferences only got two or three.
I think it's a really interesting situation that, again, is going to unfold here, and we'll be covering it the whole way. So tell me, what's one of the games that has caught your eye? I mean, I know the sizzles come across the board. What are you seeing early?
Well, I like Gonzaga. I like that. And I know that, you know, a lot of people like the dog in terms of that matchup. -6.5, and I know they lost the conference championship to St. Mary's, but I just think Gonzaga's flying under the radar, not in regards to just around one game, but just overall as a whole. I think they're very live to make the Elite Eight and, more importantly, the Final Four. The fact that there's no pressure on Mark Few this year, the fact that they don't have the elite, you know, guy that they can count on overall, they're playing more as a team. I think that is more beneficial to Gonzaga as a program, where they could shock some people, and it's not going to be easy. I understand that, but I still like them to make obviously win round one and cover, but make it to the Final Four as well.
Yeah, I like this Gonzaga team before the year. Obviously, they hit a rough patch. They've been excellent for a while now, and the committee rewarded them with the fifth seed. Now, they are playing, you know, one of the best mid-majors in McNeese, no doubt. But look, Ben, Mark Few is very good early in this tournament. You know, that's the thing, man. That's the perception. Like, Mark Few, no, he's not crossed the finish line and won a tournament. He's awesome in this tournament, though, right?
Yes.
Like, don't you dare put Mark Few and Matt Painter in the same conversation. I don't mean Joe. I mean
or Rick
anybody
Barnes.
That would dare.
Don't put Rick Barnes 100%. There either. You know, I agree.
And they're all in that same region.
And that is exactly why I like to back teams that play more. Again, they can run, they can play a little half court as they play St. Mary's. We know their conference. Mm-hmm. There's teams that slow it down, so they're built for this. Again, they're not looked at as like the darlings anymore. They're looked at as it's Gonzaga. And I like that. If we're talking value, that's where I want to jump on a team. Again, they don't have household names. They're blue collar. They're not elite this year. And that's when I'm willing to jump on them, especially now when they have a round one game where everybody's starting to salivate to take the dog, because it is McNeese State, an above average and one of the better quality teams that you mentioned in terms of the group of five, or as we like to say, mid-majors. Yeah. I like that matchup. I'm laying it. You know, in terms of round one, I have no problem with it.
Alt? Now that's what I need.
You see,
what gets alted? What gets...
Yeah.
Like, for you, here's my question, right? Because obviously, we've done all the football, right? When it comes to the Joe Lisi best bet of the day,
yep.
Like, is it going to be finding a total, right? Or is it a prop?
No.
Where does it
go?
No,
it's usually a dog. Or here's the way I bet, and this is especially tournament time. This is the way I bet. I pick teams that I already like to start, right? And I wait for them to in terms of matchup. So I really like this matchup. I like Gonzaga as a whole. The 6.5 doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, any team under five or less, I'm willing to bet that type of favorite if it's a team I believe in regards to big picture. Six, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. Any dog that I like or that I think is undervalued in terms of the spread, so like anything over six, if I think the dog is live, I'm jumping on the dog with the points and I'm jumping on the dog with the money line in terms of that. So, like, yeah, Texas Tech, they're favored against NC State. But if you believe NC State could go to the Elite Eight, I would jump on NC State plus the 4.5 plus the money line. Now, I love the kid Burns. I love the kid Burns. Mm, I do. The
I
big boy.
You'd like him.
I was on him last year, and they sort of hurt me. But this year, the fact that they knocked off Virginia, they showed me a little something. But they're going up against Texas Tech. That's another team that's very close to my heart. But they're dead to me after they got boat raced by Houston. So I'm leaning to the pack. Let's go back to the days of Jimmy Valvano, baby. Let's go. Wolfpack of Barton. Rah, rah, rah.
Man, what a shame LSU isn't in this tournament, many are saying. You're going to be betting. Wait, you better. They're in the NIT playing North Texas, the defending champs.
Yes, and LSU.
Maybe Jaden Daniels will show up for that game, see if he can win something.
Nussmeier, maybe. You never know. Let me just say this. I'm going to go off on a Kevin Walsh rant. The fact that all these gutless teams, and I'm calling out Rick Pitino and St. John's, you're too good for the NIT. You're too good. You're turning the page to next year. What about developing young talent? You need all the help you can get to challenge a team like UConn next year. Come on now. Playing games in March as opposed to making TikToks. Stop.
Look, this is something, though, Joe, that you can speak to across the landscape. There is a very obvious problem with what I am assuming, admittedly, is an easy fix. I know a lot of people hate NIL. They hate the portal. I get it. Free agency exists in sports.
Right.
I know it is. It feels uncontrollable at the college level right now. You cannot open the portal before the season is over. It is that simple, Joe. And the fact that that is going on, it's why the bowl games look the way they do, and it's why you now have Mike Woodson openly saying, no, we can't go to the NIT. I have to go out there and recruit. I don't know if it's not easy. I'm assuming it is. If it's not, figure it out. The portal cannot open this early. It can't.
No, they need to stop it in college football, and they need to stop it in basketball as well. And it starts with the coaches as well. When the coaches used to take the money bag and jump to the next school before the ball game, they should have been scorned in terms of that type of situation as well. They shouldn't be able to move until after the regular season, and especially leaving the kids high and dry. So it's a twofold type of situation. But it's gotten out of control here. So let me just write down this. I like James Madison round one plus the 5.5 against Wisconsin. Wisconsin's gutless to me. Other teams that I'm taking in regards to the Final Four. Love Illinois. Love their athleticism. I think they're live. Marquette as well. Keep an eye out for them. Big picture. I like Marquette. I think they're battle-tested as well. 5-1. They could have some life.
Interesting. Hot on his Big East is the read. All of a sudden, hot on this Big East.
And one more. Alabama got a 4 seed. If they were a 2 or a 3, I'd say no. The fact that they got a 4 and they can run, they don't live and die like Creighton on the 3, they can make noise as an outlier.
I like that Crimson Tide team as well. What a blast this is going to be. We will talk to Joe throughout the week right here on Game Time Decisions. Dave Sharapan is up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
you ain't heard about Moto Casino. Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic, keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America. America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Game time decisions. This has been an absolute treat. I know we haven't hit everything going on tonight. We've hit it a little bit. Kristaps is about to start with that 27.5 points, rebounds. We'll get to it. We're all tournament crazy right now. Appreciate Joe Ranieri, Tom Vecchio, Joe Lisi all getting in the mix. Dave Sharapan joins here now for the final, 15 or so. And Kinsig, I've been looking forward to this all day. How are you, friend?
Yes, sir. I'm good. It's a great week. A lot of things happening. I heard you and Lisi going back and forth about the portal. That was it's a very interesting discussion. It has to change. It's messing up the integrity of the games. You can't have the games if there's no integrity and coaches are choosing not to go. I don't know. Talking to somebody last night about this NIT. These are betting opportunities, K-Dub. There's going to be some good basketball games in the NIT.
Yeah, sure is. The NIT looks awesome. They're going to hang the futures market for that NIT?
That's a limited market. There's going to be
why?
We'll do game by game on those. If you know a guy that wants to put those up, we can talk, but that's one of those things that, because they're not neutral sites, it's a different beast, where they're playing and different things like that. It would go into making the odds, but there'll be a book that puts it up somewhere. If you find it, you know some, the number, text me. Let's go.
I'll let you know. Ken Sig was hearing from me more than usual about this Texas A&M run what happened.
Did you see that number? I immediately thought of you when I saw that number. I immediately thought of you. I was going to text.
2.5, 5.5. And I was like, well, that's good, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah. Worked out. All right, tell me this.
Yes, sir.
What is it like, for guys in the room now, and you can tell me, is this how it's always been? Because now, by the bracket 6:40, by 8 p.m., almost every round is 64 games up. I mean, is this how it's always been? And this is just a crazy time? These guys know what they like. They know the numbers or that process.
Oh, it's easy. I had a friend, his name's Rob Mish, wrote an article about it, the guys at the South Point, how they do it. It's a fun night. Usually you get the boys together, the college basketball guys, sit there and make the strongest arguments. It's probably like it is in the committee room, where there's really a couple diehards that have it down, and everybody else is kind of making their case. Only the committee can just award bids and give people seeds, and there's no real repercussions. When you make a mistake in the book and in the room, you're immediately alerted with a limit play against whatever number, you put up. You put up 147 on a game and somebody disagrees, boom, over, 151, 149, yeah, whatever you got to move it to. So it's a fun week. But this is this is one of the easiest weeks to book. You have all
really?
The action. Yeah. This is a public event. A lot of the sharps are on vacation this week,
Really?
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think, one of the things that I'm presently struggling with is, so I think New Mexico is at the moment the most interesting team from a from the betting angle in the opening round.
Mm-hmm.
They're an 11 seed. I think we all know they should be more than an 11 seed. Every advanced metric loves them. Everybody loves the basketball team.
Yep.
They are a 2.5-point favorite over the 6 seed.
They are.
The thing is, if you do this for, you know, a length of time, when everybody loves a team, you usually step out of the way. I'm not telling you I'm about to be giving you out Clemson. I can't get there. But it's the type of thing that you just, I can't do this. I can't. If every single person I talk to likes New Mexico, this can't be, right? Like, you know, you say it's an easy week to book, but it feels like, you know, there maybe will be, and you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 sides that are like, all right, we need this to go our way, right? And it seems like Clemson's going to be one of them.
Without a doubt. A lot of times, you know, from the book's perspective, you put up the number and you just let it sit there. There won't be much line movement with a lot of these numbers. I mean, very rarely do you have college basketball games sit for 4 days. You put these lines up Sunday. You start to see some little moves Sunday. Then it kind of gets up on the paint. You know, the paint dries on the board, and it sits there. And there's two sides to a game. We do content for 4 days. By the time the Super Bowl started, the Chiefs were the side and the Niners were the side. And, you know, we're in our own bubble here, K-Dub. You know, unlike the bubble that got burst for so many teams in the Big East yesterday that didn't get in, there's going to be a public side to every game. It might win. This is one of those weeks where public side can win too, whether it's the public side or not. You know, McNeese State will fall in love with them this week, you know. James Madison, you said it. That's another one. It's gaining a lot of steam. Like, we'll hear about St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. Perfect number. 5 is a perfect number. It's not going to move much.
Yeah.
It's going to be action to balance it all over the place.
I think for me, you know, because I think it's the same for a lot of us, right? But, like, it's just the amount we're all invested in is upticked. And I think now, look, I mean, don't fool yourself. I'm going to be involved in every round of 64 game. But it feels like the round of 32 is where I'll be more comfortable.
Yes.
Because one of my favorite things to do, this is something that Consig and I have been doing a long time, is the spread math, right? Hold on a minute. If they're laying 4 on Thursday, and now all of a sudden they're laying 9.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't sound right. Uh-huh. Aren't they supposed to be playing a more difficult team? What did we do? What just happened?
Yes. You know?
So I think those are going to kind of be the things that, that start to settle in. I think what's really interesting, though, we'll see how it looks, but the one thing the books will be doing on Thursday and Friday that they have not done all year long, this is rarely true, is putting props up for certain teams. Look, yeah, they've booked RJ Davis props all year long. They've been getting Filipowski overs. You know, it's fine, okay? It's all of a sudden they're hanging the lead scorer on Vermont, right? They're hanging his number. That's the difference. And I think that's going to be really interesting, Consig, to be involved with a lot of those markets and trying to see what, if anything, jumps off of the page.
Without a doubt. A lot of those numbers are soft as could be. They're basically just taking imported numbers, or they're taking somebody else's word for it. A lot of those are outsourced.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's happening in a couple states, though, they're outlawing college sports props, individual props on teams and stuff. So this might be the last hurrah for that stuff in a lot of states. I think that's where a lot of the states are pushing back. Yeah, where they're getting the books to kind of agree to disagree on things. You know, the books are going, you know what? We'll give up the college player individual props because they're not really giving up that much. It is a limited market. A lot of razor blades get involved in that. And, you know, the books are happy to say, you know what? We don't have to do that. That's okay.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Like for myself, I love it, you know, but I think, and it's all about how I guess the games are, but you know this, right? I mean, the NFL props, I mean, the amount of, like, you know, you listen to people break down the NFL, they're betting props more than sides at times, right? So, you know, props are very popular, but people are far more familiar with betting Pat Mahomes than, again, even betting Zach Edey, right? So that's where it's different. NIT odds up. Up. FanDuel Sportsbook up.
Oh.
Let me tell you this.
Oh.
See, and these have not been up all day, I imagine.
No.
This feels, I'm just going to read something to you.
Okay, give it to me.
Plus 600, plus 700, plus 750, plus 900, plus 900. From what I've learned, they said, all right, look, man, just throw it up there. They'll bet it. We'll figure it out. Right? Is that what that is? Forget the team names.
Who's the biggest name that's the plus 650? Is Indiana State one of those five?
They're 9-1, Indiana State.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Wake is the favorite.
Is the plus 650, right?
So I would say Nova's bigger than Wake Forest, right? Wake, if you attach names to it.
Yeah.
Probably. It's Wake, Ohio State, Villanova, Indiana State, Cincinnati, which I think to your point.
Oh, Ohio State, that makes sense. That was a team that had a great run late. That's probably one of the teams I would make one of the odds on favorites, just based on name. But yes, those numbers, there's not much opinion in those numbers. It's a math problem. Put them up. See what they bet.
I got to tell you.
What?
This NIT is the best thing that's ever happened.
Did you find something? Did you find something?
Here's what it is. Here's what it, like, and I don't usually feel this way. I think they go, hey, K-Dub, you good to do the NIT you've been talking about all day? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting fired over this. I'm not hanging UC Irvine 100-1. Are you crazy? I'm not getting fired. Are you nuts? I'm
well,
not
doing
this.
How many games does
no
it
way.
Take to win it, though? How many games does it take? Because it takes six games to win the NCAA.
One, two, three.
It's four. It's five games, right? Or is it five?
Is it four or is it five? That's your first win. That's your second win. That's your
32.
Third win.
There's 32 teams.
I think it might be. I think it might take four.
It's a four-game parlay.
Unless I'm
it can't be 100-1. Nothing's 100-1. Parlay.
No, I think it's four. I wasn't counting the first game. My bad. You're right. It's five. Yeah. Five games. My bad. I wasn't counting the first game.
Okay. But either way, that's why those numbers, those big numbers, aren't like gigantic. Because you're right. I mean, you don't want to get fired over NIT odds. Somebody's like, you know, we talk about it on the show. You start putting it out. You get an 80-1 like you did on Texas A&M. That guy that okayed your bet was sweating your bet going into that second and last game. Had they got to Sunday, he would have been a big fan of the other team. So we can't get too crazy with that.
I just – but
you found something.
Okay.
You did the giggle. But you found something.
It just doesn't make sense. Like App State, they're throwing App State out there at 130, right? Because they're playing Wake, who is the favorite, right? But
yeah.
App State would have been like a 12 – Wake would have been an 11. Like,
right.
I get it's the home court.
It's the home court. But some guys will overvalue it. You know, me and you might sit down to do this, and I might go, well, Wake doesn't really have a big home court. And you're like, well, no, look at their numbers. They were, you know, 13-4 at home during the season at, you know, against the spread. We got to move it up. Okay. Well, move it up in the futures. You only move it up in the future.
There's nine teams that are 100. Here's my first read. Nobody do this. I won't do this.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Nine teams, 100-1 or longer. I want to bet all nine of them, and we'll go from there. We'll go from there. What do I need to do? Put two in the next round?
See if we can ask Sam for a loan. Maybe we'll ask Sam for a loan. We'll take a shot and we'll do this.
How many teams?
Come on.
All right, I'm going to be live until midnight tonight doing NIT breakdown. Apparently,
catch me later.
I will. Hold on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're closing it out right here on Sports Grid. Chris Stapps with a sizzle start in that first quarter. 8 points, 5 rebounds. So he is almost halfway home. Against the Detroit Pistons on his 27.5 points plus rebounds prop. Let's hope we can have a hot little night here in the NBA. Appreciate everybody that stopped by. Tomorrow the tournament technically begins. It doesn't really begin until Thursday. You know that, but we'll get through it all. The NIT really begins. There's no world I don't come in here without an NIT future. There's no world. So we'll be in the mix with that. We went through the women's futures today. If you did miss those, three Pac-12 teams. Stanford, USC, and UCLA are the three teams I'm going to play to win the Women's National Tournament outright here. We have an NBA best bet to close it out. It's like trends, right? You guys like trends? Five straight games the New York Knicks have played have gone under the listed total. All five of those games have failed to see 200 points put on the board. Give me over 211.5 Knicks Warriors. No hesitation. This is absurd. Listen, if the Knicks have legitimately broke basketball backwards and all their games are going to be played this low, then so be it. OG Anunoby out, so you lessen some of the defensive talent that the Knicks are going to be able to provide in a game like this. Golden State saw Steph come back against the Lakers, and that game nearly touched 250. The Warriors at home offensively will be in a rhythm. Brunson has been playing great hoop with 40-plus games in a row. Ultimately, I have to play 211.5. The Knicks went to Sacramento. It was 217.5. So this now 6 full points lower here in a game against the Warriors. And I'm going to play it over the number at 211.5. If you need an additional sizzle, let's go D'Angelo Russell over 23.5 points plus assists in the game tonight between the Lakers and the Hawks. D'Lo filled in great with that Anthony Davis absence from last game while AD is back. I think D'Lo stays in rhythm. Could be a down night for the King in a Lakers win over Atlanta. Kevin Wall, see you tomorrow. Game time decisions. Good luck.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.